Leave Wall Street for a moment, take you to the Thai capital of Bangkok, where there's a desperate battle to shore up the city's flood defenses. Almost 300 people have already died as a result of this year's monsoon. It's the worst in decades. Supplies are running low and more rain is forecasted in the coming days. Rachel Harvey is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and she has this report.
We've just stopped at a point just past a canal where the water level was really high. We've come over the bridge and on the far side, the road is completely flooded. I can see shops that have water flowing into them. There are houses in a pretty similar situation and some people wading. There are some children playing in the water in front of me, up to their chests in the flood water. And there's a policeman here who looks like he might be in charge. So we'll see if we can find out a bit more.
The water level is higher, higher every day. Earlier, there won't be any water around this area, along this street. It was fine. In the last couple days, the water level is high.
What are the main problems that you've seen people are having to deal with here?
As you see, the water level is pretty high, and further down, most of the houses are only one level, so they have no place to stay. So all of them have to evacuate it over here.
We've come out on a boat with the Thai army who are ferrying people across town because this is rapidly becoming the only way of safely getting from A to B. In fact, one of the army officers here has just jumped off the front of the boat to clear the way, and he was up to his armpits. They've got some water pumps going in places to try and move the water, get it off some of the most important roads. But down the main high street, the shops have been completely flooded. We've seen a few people inside trying to salvage what they can, and still now, people are reluctant to leave their homes. One of those still hanging on is Wiparat. I met her as she was helping to load bottles of water onto a boat to be taken to the local hospital. Wiparat told me she lived with her sick mother in a one-story house just around the corner. The water inside was already chest high.
Are you still
living in your house or have you had to evacuate?
I'm still living in the house. We moved all the refrigerator up and we kind of built, what do you call, like so we could stay up there.
So you built like a platform?
A platform.
Within the house, so you could stay living in the house.
Moving the refrigerator up.
Are you scared if the water comes much higher, you might not be safe?
Of course I'm scared, but we kind of have to see if the water comes and it's higher than that, then we probably have to let it go, you know. But right now I'm really scared.
There is a dilemma in all this. Residents in provinces like Nonthaburi understandably want to get rid of the floodwater, and the easiest way to do that is to let it run south. But that would put Bangkok at risk. Strenuous efforts are now underway to shore up defences to try to keep the water out and protect the capital. The hope is that the floodwater can be diverted to the east and west, but it's becoming a race against time. More storms are on the way.
Rachel Harvey, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting from Thailand.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.